This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
The case against Chad and Lori Daybell is many, many things. Did you also know it's a romance novel? That's right. A romance novel. You see, Chad, with his infatuation of Lori Vallow, decided to write a steamy romance novel for her. Through text message, of course, because it's Chad. He changed the names of himself and Lori to James and Elena. And sometimes Raphael and Lily. Consistency is not necessarily one of his strong suits. What we have for you right now, and in a handful of episodes, because we're not going to fit all this into one, is that story, that love story that Chad wrote for Lori and texted to her in the course of a day. One fateful day, one fateful July day, the 14th in 2019. Without further ado, let's go to the Chad Daybell love letters. Friday morning, October 26th, driving south on the freeway. A voice said, "You'll meet an extraordinary woman today who will change your life forever." This was shocking, since such a thing seemed very unlikely at this conference. It's actually a very detailed story that began long ago on another world. And I'll cover that part as I go along and the characters figure things out. But on the morning of October 26th, James arrived in St. George, still a bit baffled by the message she had received. He unloaded his books and set up his table, then joined the organizers for dinner in the main room. By the way, I am reading this verbatim. Grammar mistakes and all. He saw his friend MG, who had been so helpful to him when he spoke in Mesa that July. MG introduced James to her friend Elena. When their hands touched, he felt a shock pass through him, and his heart started beating fast. Elena was gorgeous and vivacious, and James was a little intimidated, yet honored that she would talk to him. He was happily surprised when she mentioned a key part of his novel, The Renewed Earth. No one had ever recognized the significance of that scene before. He had heard that voice before and seen that smile before. He had even felt they had talked like this before. But who could be certain? It was strange, but he could remember. The feelings were very strong, as if they had known each other oh so long. They didn't get many chances to talk after that because he had to help voice a woman's blue Muppet. But he watched her every chance he could. Not creepy at all. He had to stay at a relative's house that night, but he hardly slept. He kept envisioning himself with Elena in a very wonderful situations that indicated they had been more than just friends. Ladies, don't tell me you wish your man didn't send this to you. James was the first speaker on Saturday morning and knew exactly where Elena was sitting. He made sure to mention the scene from his book that they had discussed the previous evening. He was completely smitten by her and was even nervous of what she would think of his talk as he spoke. But when he would glance at her, she was always attentive and watching him, unlike the rest of the crowd. After his talk, he went to his book table. His talk had gone well, and there was a good group gathered around to buy books. His heart nearly leaped out of his chest when Elena joined him and helped sell the books. She was so beautiful that he could hardly concentrate on the customers. She straightened the books and gave the book great reviews, although she made him laugh a lot when she kept pushing the youth and fifth volumes of his first series. He gets into detail, doesn't he? He could only giggle when people asked if she was his wife, because yes, in fact, she was. She just didn't know it yet. James was definitely having amorous feelings towards Elena as they sold books together. He had not felt this happy in his entire life. He was quite sure this was the woman the voice had told him about. James was ecstatic because he had already fallen deeply in love with her. Or better said, he remembered how much he already loved her. Her eyes had mesmerized him from the moment they met, but once the book sales slowed down, she stood near him behind the table. They looked deeply into each other's eyes for the first time, and he knew he was in the presence of a goddess. He resisted an impulse to kiss her, but his entire body was on fire. He instinctively knew she was everything he had ever dreamed of. I must clarify that James is a very difficult person to get information from. He's been blessed with great knowledge, but 99% of the people he knows do not realize that. He's very guarded, and it is a great task to gain his trust. But as Elena Lurie leaned forward him and asked a couple of very insightful questions, his heart burst with joy. She knew she was one of the very few people on earth he could trust. James' spirit was so excited at this revelation that he shattered a thick veil that had been placed between these two souls during their mortal lives. The thick veil had been placed because of the unique, unparalleled love James and Elena had shared in previous lifetimes. That veil had prevented them from finding each other until this appointed day that would be remembered throughout the heavens as the true beginning of a spectacular mission that would save millions of souls and defeat the forces of darkness. Oh, my friends, there is more to come. There is much more to come as we continue our dramatic reading of the love letter or text Chad Daybell sent to Lori Vallow in its entirety. There's more to come. Get some chocolate-covered strawberries, break out the Cristal champagne, and get ready for an evening of more romance as we continue to dive into Chad Daybell's love letters. Here, from the Hidden Killers podcast, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.